Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Heroin and methamphetamine abuse and addiction in Humboldt County is well chronicled. I applaud the current efforts to develop a unified community response to address this complex and challenging issue. Many individuals and groups have been meeting to better understand the disease of addiction and appropriate community responses. We may be close to having those discussions becoming fruitful. What is known is the staggering financial and emotional toll that drug abuse and addiction has on individuals, families, and communities, and we all pay for it in one way or another. In trying to understand this disease better, the National Institute on Drug Abuse stated more than a decade ago, addiction affects brain circuits, including those involved with reward, motivation, learning, memory, and self-control. That is why addiction is a brain disease. Some individuals are more vulnerable to becoming addicted based on genetics and multiple environmental factors. While a person initially chooses to take drugs, over time the effects on the brain compromise that ability to choose, and taking the drug becomes compulsive beyond the person's self-control or willpower. A drug-abusing lifestyle also substantially increases risk for other mental and physical health issues. Treatment isn't simple. Yes, it must help the individual stop using drugs and achieve productive functioning in the family, at work, and in society. But because addiction is a disease, most people cannot simply stop using drugs for a few days and be cured. Patients typically require long-term care to maintain a drug-free lifestyle. The research is compelling. If we want to reduce the damage done in our communities resulting from drug abuse and addiction, there is a pathway forward. Research-proven strategies within a connected system of detox services, residential and outpatient programs, and aftercare sober living is clearly needed. In Humboldt County, these components are currently fractionalized, not easily accessed, not well connected, and most of them have little or no medical intervention and monitoring that is necessary throughout the recovery process. It will cost money to do this. The important question is, what is it costing us now by not addressing it? As one recovering addict stated, there aren't many quality residential treatment programs in Humboldt County. You can go to a sober living home, but in many of them, you can get whatever kind of drug you want. There's a lot to do, but I think we're on the right track. This has been John Sapper for Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.